Transmission, your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. And we are loaded with what was a very busy news weekend. A very busy news weekend indeed. And where to begin? Let's talk about the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden, whose big campaign push now is what? Is it abortion? No, it's not. Is it I'm not Trump and Trump is Hitler? No, actually, even that's not his big campaign push. Well, what is it? What is Joe Biden's big campaign push now? It's I'm still running. I'm still running. I'm not going anywhere. Wow. Which is, of course, in response to the calls for him to drop out. So the big campaign push for the Democrats with, guys, refresh my election countdown here. I think we got like about 115 days. We'll get that accurate for you. Let's say, give or take a couple days, 115 days till the presidential election. And the Democrat candidate's big campaign push is, I'm not dropping out. And he writes big statements about it. But I did an interview earlier today. It's going to air tonight with Brianna Morello. And I was explaining, you know, we're used to seeing a unified Democrat Party. And so we kind of respond to everything with that understanding. We're used to seeing a unified deep state. They still might be more unified and have things more figured out than the Democrat Party. But no, what's going on in the Democrat Party right now is a legitimate struggle for what to do with Joe Biden. And I'll explain more about that with some of the obstacles they have in front of them. But you've got more lifelong liberal Democrats calling for Biden to drop out. And then you've got new levels of propaganda in support of Joe Biden. So this is the fracture that is the Democrat Party right now, telling you it's all about protecting democracy as they want to just completely void the vote that they just had to make Joe Biden their candidate. It's truly incredible. We also have some news out of the Trump campaign. We'll be telling you about that. Some big international geopolitical news in multiple fronts. What just happened in France? What is going on in Israel? What is going on in Ukraine? What is going on in Brazil? An update on that. But you know what? Getting back to the Democrats here, we might have an idea. I think there might be two things coming out, one from the Democrats and then one from the deep state, how they can protect Joe Biden. How can the Democrats protect Joe Biden? Well, they can try to engage in the same shenanigans they used to get him in office in the first place, mail-in, drop box ballots. And then in the latest move, refusing to support the SAVE Act, which is very simple. Non-citizens cannot vote in elections. Well, Democrats rejected this proposal. And you won't believe what their excuse was. Very ironic. Very ironic indeed. So we're going to tell you that. And then what about the deep state, though? The deep state has their own plans, maybe, to keep Joe Biden in office. So all of that and more coming up on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with Brain Force Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Statement, your big issue with 120 days till the election is I'm not dropping out. I'm not going anywhere because of all the requests for you to drop out. When that's your big push with so little time till the election, you know you're in big trouble. But aside from Joe Biden making these statements multiple times over the weekend and then again today, and we got all these clips we're going to play for you, there's kind of another phenomenon happening here with the media. And I have the entire George Step on All of Us interview. And I'm thinking about maybe airing the whole thing. We might do that in the second or third hour. Just air the whole thing and do a breakdown of it. And I think it might be worse, actually, than his debate performance, simply because this was supposed to be his recovery act. This was supposed to be him showing up and just, oh, the debate was a fluke. See, I'm really sharp. I'm really with it. Thanks for the interview, George. And it went the complete opposite. But this act from Stephanopoulos and the rest of the Democrat media, like, oh, well, we're reporting on Joe Biden's health issues now because we are honest and we have integrity. The same people that have been ignoring it, the same people that have been covering it up, and they want to have this act like they had no idea it was going on, even though they have top Democrat advisors and insiders coming out and saying, yeah, actually, they knew the whole time. So it's very ironic. But this morning, Joe Biden releases a 2-page statement. I mean, it's a humdinger. I wonder if his team of writers put this together for them. By the way, there's a funny video. We'll show you Joe Biden's team of writers coming up at some point in the transmission today. Very funny. Joe Biden's team of writers. So this massive 2-page statement about how Joe Biden isn't going anywhere. Now that you've returned from the July 4th recess, I want you to know. This is to the Democrats, by the way. He wrote this to the Democrats that are telling him to resign because they're afraid of their election chances if Joe Biden is at the top of the ticket. And rightfully so. And now they're saying as much. Ah, now that you've returned from the July 4th recess, I want you to know that despite all the speculation in the press and elsewhere, it's not speculation, it's a demand, Joe. It's a demand. The speculation has been going on for years from the honest, independent media that can clearly see how unhealthy you are. I am firmly committed to staying in this race, to running this race to the end, and to beating Donald Trump. That's his new campaign issue. That's his new statement. I'm not dropping out. All right, Joe. We got 120 days. We need something. We need something fresh. We need something hot. What do you think, Joe? Maybe something on the economy, maybe something on the border. What do you think, Joe? Oh, I know. I'm not dropping out. No, we were thinking more like maybe insulting Donald Trump, abortion, you know, a political issue. No, the statement is, I'm not going anywhere. That's their big push here. You know, it's funny because some of this might be true. I don't know. He says, or his writers state, I wouldn't be running again if I did not absolutely believe I was the best person to beat Donald Trump in 2024. At this point, he might be. At this point, he really might be. But I'm not going to sit here and go through Joe Biden arguing to the Democrats. He has to argue to his own party that he's not dropping out with 120 days left. Now, let's just briefly get into the obstacles and then show you the struggle that is Joe Biden's day-to-day. If they don't make a move fast, they're coming up on the limit to get on the ballot in Wisconsin and Nevada and Ohio. Now, those are three swing states that are potentially imperative, at least two of them, I would say, for Joe Biden or the Democrats to win. Now, the only caveat is, well, I suppose there's two. They could bank on the soft, weak-kneed Republicans saying, oh, well, let's operate in good faith and we need to have a Democrat on the ticket. It's only fair. And then just letting them do whatever they want and putting a Democrat on the ticket. I don't think that's the case. I think the Ohio State Legislature basically said, nope, this isn't the pushover Republican Party that you've been dealing with for so long. We're actually going to stand our ground on this. You're not going to get on the ballot if you don't make the guidelines. The other caveat is if the candidate dies or has some sort of medical event that makes him incapable of running. Well, okay, that might be a solution, but then what happens in the interim? Should they go that route? President Kamala Harris? And then if that's the case, does she not become the nominee? Does she not become the candidate? Do they want Kamala Harris? So it's not exactly a smooth ride. It's not exactly an easy choice here right now for the Democrats. And I understand we're used to a unified Democrat front. We're used to a Democrat party run by really criminal political geniuses with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to figure ways around when they have problems like this. This is a legitimate struggle. This is legitimate turmoil. The Democrat Party is totally fractured and in panic mode over this. Truly. It's real. Now, the deep state might have their own thing going on. And by that, I mean the impenetrable, permanent bureaucracies built into the D.C. establishment. They might have their own thing going on. But the Democrat Party, as it stands, is in total panic right now, and they do not know what to do. And we'll have more of that. But here's Joe Biden. In fact, look, the last 7 days, really the last, I guess since the first presidential debate, almost 2 weeks ago now, have been a complete disaster for Joe. He really has not had a moment that hasn't been a total disaster. And so let's just start with this morning. Joe Biden calls into Morning Joe, and I guess this is because they don't want him to be seen. That is rather early in the morning for Biden, so they don't want him to be seen He's shuffling note cards. You can hear him shuffling note cards in some of these clips, too. So he's reading off of his note cards as he calls into the Morning Joe show. And it just is bad. He's fumbling and bumbling. He's challenging the Democrat Party at one point. And so he also responds to Mika saying he's the presumptive nominee. And this is how it begins in clip four.
We have a special guest. Tony is now the 46th president That's of the special, United States right. and presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden calling in to Morning Joe right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Mika, I'm more than presumptive. I'm going to be the Democratic nominee.
There you go.
Okay, well, Mr. President, that lead.
All right. So, Joe, again. But how much of this is Joe Biden making the call? How much of this is Joe Biden's stubbornness? How much of this is Jill Biden just wanting to be on the cover of Vogue magazine and Jill Biden, who's really running the White House? I mean, Jill isn't really running any policy. Let's be clear. Jill Biden is not in charge of policy decisions or anything like that. Jill Biden is just running the White House. She's running the staffers. She's in charge of the catering, the dining, you know, the bed sheets, the curtains, whatever. She loves it. She loves that. She loves all the bells and whistles and everything that comes along with it. She is really enjoying being the first lady, and she doesn't want to give it up. And by the way, she's basically running for president now. Jill Biden had three rallies today. Jill Biden. Jill had three rallies today. Not Joe, Jill. I'm not sure such a thing has ever happened. I know Michelle was very involved in Barack Obama's campaign. But I don't know, did she do three rallies ever in a day for Barack? I don't think so. She might have gone around with Barack and did opening speeches for Barack. Jill is doing her own rallies for Joe Biden. So who's really running for the White House? Remember the Biden family had the huddle? How much of that is Jill Biden's influence? How much of that is Hunter Biden's influence? The Democrat Party doesn't want Joe. Seems like the Biden crime family is the one that doesn't want to let the White House go. Now here's Joe taking a stand against the Democrat Party that wants him out in a very forceful way in clip five.
The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people, give everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Challenge me at the convention. He's sick of the Democrat elites. I might know who he's talking about, by the way. And we'll play the clip of a major Democrat donor who's basically saying the same things about Joe Biden that everybody else is now noticing. But he's challenging the Democrats now. Oh, the people voted for me to be the nominee. They voted for me. I dare you to challenge me at the convention. Well, the convention might be too late, and they already know that. That's why they sped up the nomination to do it virtually, and that's why they're now calling for Joe to be virtually nominated potentially by July 27th, which kind of puts a deadline on their own plans if they want to remove him. Now here he is again. You can hear him shuffling his note cards around on the phone. They put him on the phone. I wonder who made that decision, by the way. Who's making these decisions to put Joe Biden on the phone during a television interview? So here's Joe Biden going back on the only thing they could say after his disastrous debate, which is Trump's lying, and he's shuffling through his note cards trying to get it out in clip six.
Nobody said anything. except me and the folks out there in the local, race, he said, I did nothing to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In fact, he said, I think I encouraged Russia from going. I think he encouraged Russia going in. I mean, I'm reading from the list of lies. First of all, he was made up quotes, suckers and losers. I was with he called Americans in the cemeteries from World War I suckers and losers. And so this guy's going to have to start to answer for what he did. I'm not letting.
So fumbling and bumbling. And by the way, they can't even get their fake news straight. The suckers and losers stories was reported in a book, something that allegedly happened in an Oval Office meeting. Now Biden says, "Oh, I was at the cemetery with Trump when he said it." What the hell is he even talking about? They can't even get their fake news right anymore. As he slurs and blurs his way through it, trying really hard though, maybe like 5 shots of espresso to the head, trying really hard. Okay, so but here we go. Here we go. Ha! I mean, even the New York Times is fact-checking this stuff. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. What is the New York Times going to tell us next? Oh, the COVID vaccines are causing a bunch of heart problems. Oh, that's right. They already are reporting that now. Always behind. All right, but here's Biden's new campaign push. I'm not going anywhere. He's saying it multiple times. While confusing what election year it is, here's a speech that he gave after the 4th of July, not knowing, he's unsure what year it is in clip 9.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
So that's his new campaign promise, is he's staying in the race. Wow, you're going to win a lot of people with that. And then that he's going to beat Trump in 2020. All right, that's good. He's not done. Again, this is the new campaign push. He's putting out pressers. He's doing multiple interviews. His big statement is, I'm not dropping out. Here it is again, clip 10.
You got me, man. I'm not going anywhere. All right. All right, I'll come back out when they let open the gate, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. One last thing. I used to think when I was a senator, there were always congestion on the highways. There's no congestion anymore. None. We go on the highway, there's really no congestion. And so the way they get me to stop talking, they'll say, we just shut down all the roads, Mr. President. You're going to lose all the votes if you don't get in. But anyway, I'll be back out. And by the way, I've been all over the world with you. I've been in and out of battles anyway.
Jeez. It's bad, folks. It is bad. What is he talking about? There's no traffic anymore? By the way, keep that in mind about the no traffic thing. There's a little story later on we'll talk about with that. But what is he saying? Joe Biden is refusing to get in the motorcade. Joe Biden is refusing to leave the White House, and they have to trick him. I mean, what is he even talking about? Okay. It couldn't get any worse than that. Certainly it couldn't get worse than that. Well, Joe Biden losing the Black American vote right now, trying to find a way to catch up, so he decides he's going to go and do another political stunt photo op at a Black church. And he's looking lively and into it here in clip 11.
How sweet the sound.
A rigid Joe Biden staring off into the distance, confused and disoriented. Looking around like somebody's trying to talk to him. Looking very uncomfortable.
Let us stand together.
He's not even, he doesn't even blink. Didn't get the memo to stand. Now somebody trying to tell him to stand. He's confused. Can't figure it out. What he's supposed to do. Looking off into the distance, wondering what he's doing, where he is. Ooh. Ooh. Then, when it was time for the tithe, somebody had to walk onto the stage and give Joe Biden money so that he could put it in the basket. Because I guess that cheapskate didn't even think about bringing his wallet. But as he's being handed the money, he's somebody's trying to explain to him what he's going to do with it, and he doesn't even know what the hell's going on. This is a photo op gone bad, clip 12.
I don't feel
again, confused. Here comes a assistant pastor or associate pastor trying to give him money. He doesn't understand what's going on. He's saying, what am I doing? What do I do with this? He leans in for more instruction. I mean, folks, just look at this. Now he's just holding the money. Probably thought about just putting it in his pocket. And now just freezes with someone else's money in his hand, standing on the stage awkwardly, not knowing what to do. Fondling the money like he fondles little kids. With his daughter in the shower. Dazed and confused. Now he's just standing there. As everyone else on the stage has sat down, now he's just standing there holding the money, clueless as to what to do. And his own family is saying, you need to keep this up. His own family telling him to stay in the race. Folks, he's still dazed and confused. If you're an audience, audio audience, he's finally figured it out. Somebody's finally directed him. You're supposed to go put that money in the jar. He finally has figured it out. Oh, my gosh. It looks even worse than ever. Finally figures it out. My goodness. My goodness. So, this isn't going to stop. Every time Biden has a public appearance, it's just going to continue to get worse and worse. That seems to be the story now. But who thought it would be a good idea for him to challenge Trump to a second debate as he does here in clip 13?
Do you value that the Mars will be interested in your power of President Trump again?
I hope he'll debate me. I wouldn't be surprised.
And if he's in, will you commit to debating?
Well, I'm committing now, absolutely, whether he's in or not.
Whether he's in or not? Oh, yeah. So Biden challenges Trump to a second debate and commits to it. Wow. Okay, let's see where that goes. And here Joe Biden is confusing Independence Day with Christmas in clip 15.
And we give thanks to our Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, the extraordinary President of the United States, Joe Biden!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Ho,
Happy Independence
ho,
Day!
He says. Man, this is like watching a train wreck.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I don't know why mainstream media is not talking about the most important economic development on global finance in our lifetime.
So you're saying right now the break's happening?
Yeah, right now. So it's happening as we speak. So look at that video that's on the screen. Those are after Putin said, I'm taking the U.S. dollar and we're not going to allow it to be exchanged on currency exchanges. We're not going to allow it to be used in financial transactions anymore. There's lines of people for blocks and blocks and blocks trying to get into the banks in Russia, pull out their money because they think that these economic sanctions are going to destroy the ruble, which they're probably right. Right, they're absolutely probably right. But here's Putin's calculated move. He said, okay, it's more important to me to kill the US dollar than anything else. So what happened when he did that? The Russian stock market down 15% in one day. Rosbank, one of the larger banks in Russia, basically closed its doors. They ran out of money. People cannot get money out of the banks. They're running out of capital. And so what Putin did, and this is where it's, is it calculated? Is it evil? Is it smart? I don't know, but he's willing to hurt his own people temporarily to destroy the US dollar. I mean, what a calculated move that could blow up in his face, or it could make the BRICS nations extremely powerful down the road. I would say it's the latter. I think the ruble might get hurt really, really hard. The stock market in Russia is going to get hit really, really hard. But if now, when you couple no more U.S. dollars in Russia with Saudi Arabia's deal of no more U.S. dollars for oil, well, they just killed the petrodollar. They killed the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And I think that this is going to spread through the rest of the BRICS nations.
You'll probably, in this crazy market, actually make money, but I think it's clear to say you'll at least meet inflation instead of losing money and everything else. You need to get silver. That's the big thing. Get some gold as well. But Kirk's absolutely right. Silver is the thing that's got the most room to grow, and it is growing the most. 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold, and they know that we sent you when you go to /gold, so be sure and do that. Dr. Kirk Elliott, God bless you, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk real soon.
God bless.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/gold.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
How bad is this deal going to get for the Democrats, for Joe Biden? How will they remove him, or how will they steal an election? Maybe the deep state has something up its sleeve. We've still got all of these things to review. But it's only getting worse as far as the narrative is concerned. This is Andrew Yang realizing what we have been reporting for weeks now, that this is the real issue now that the Democrats have with Joe Biden. It took them a long time to realize it, but this is the real issue, folks. It's not even about his mental health. They don't care about that. It's not about the potential crimes that he's involved in. Nope, it's not about that. It's not even about his disastrous debate appearance, really. Really, this is their concern. Andrew Yang says it out loud in clip 16.
What do you think will happen? And I'm not just talking about the White House. I'm talking about Congress, the Senate, the House. I'm talking about in the states. What do you think would happen if Biden does not step aside?
I think the Democrats would lose the House and the Senate as well as the White House if Joe Biden was at the top of the ticket. It's one reason why I believe the right thing for him to do is to step aside for the good of the party and the country.
So just like we've been telling you, that's the real concern here. That's why all of these Democrats are coming out against Biden now, because they're afraid of their seats. They're realizing how bad this could be down ballot. But let's just keep this in mind. Let's just keep this in mind, because we're going to have more evidence of this now. These are Democrats that tell you, vote Democrat to protect democracy. Trump's a threat to democracy. Republicans a threat to democracy. And they're about to completely disregard the votes for Biden. Oh, and by the way, they're about to have illegals voting too. But there's a theme emerging here. There's a theme emerging here from the Protect Democracy Party that they're going to cancel their own democracy because the things aren't going the way they like them to. Convenient. Wow. I don't know. Whoopi Goldberg. Now, look, usually it's not worth playing any clips from The View. Every once in a while, though, there's a humdinger. And I don't know. What does Whoopi Goldberg admit to here in clip 17?
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this, or you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what, I got it, and gave 4 years. So, yeah.
Of a disaster.
I have poopy days all the time.
Whoa.
I step in so much poo you can't even imagine.
Okay. I think that'll do, Whoopi. Thank you very much. I have poopy days all the time. I step in so much poo you can't even imagine. You know what? Good for her. She's being honest. I believe her. But there you go. She doesn't care if he poops his pants. are we admitting that Joe needs a Depends? Is that where we're going here now? Okay. That's where we're going now. Or it could be worse. I guess Joe Biden could be in a coma. And here's what Joy Reid. This is inside the mind of a liberal Democrat. How can they possibly justify supporting Joe Biden? Could it be any worse? Clip 20.
Y'all just tell me who the nominee is going to be. Let me know when you guys are finished fighting amongst yourselves who I got to vote for in November to keep Hitler out the White House. That's all I want to know. Who I got to vote for to keep Hitler out the White House. Y'all do your thing. Play in traffic all you want in front of these Republicans, acting a fool in front of these people instead of privately declaring your stuff. But don't text me no more, because I'm not taking no more of these texts. Just let me know when you guys are finished figuring it out, Democrats, because I know y'all the freak out people. Go ahead and freak out. Have your conversation. Mm-hmm. And then let me know who I got to vote for to keep Hitler out the White House. That's it. I'm done. Oh, and by the way, if it's Biden in a coma, I'm going to vote for Biden in a coma.
If he's in a coma.
I don't even really particularly like the guy.
You might as well be in a coma right now.
Don't like him.
She don't even like the guy.
Donald Trump, right? Yeah. Hitler, White House. We keeping him out. Keeping Project 2025 out. That's all I care about. Up and down the ballot, from the rooter to the tutor. School board all the way up to White House and everything in between.
My goodness. Governors,
members of Congress. I'm just going to vote all the way down to keep these people out. The Project 2025 thing is the whole Republican Party. At this point, it's not about Biden. It is not about him. It's above me now. There's a Best Western next door. It is about keeping Donald Trump and his Project 2025 friends out of power. That's it for me, y'all. Y'all let me know what you think. And another thing. I've always got another thing. You guys do know that in 2020, y'all Democrats had choices of young people. You had a young LGBTQ
guy.
You did
it in 2024, too.
You had a Latino. You had Kamala Harris. You had Liz Warren. You had all these choices that were all younger than Biden, fresher and newer than Biden. And you know who y'all picked to be the president and the nominee? Joe Biden.
Wait a second. Whoa.
He beat all the young people.
Okay, all right. So that's good. That's enough. We don't want consuming any more of that, you might go completely psychotic. Wow. Okay. A lot to unpack there. So they'll vote for Biden even if he's in a coma. That says a lot. She basically even says that is, you know, anybody but Hitler. She means obviously Trump. So that's what they do. Just It's crazy. And this is the anti-Israel, anti-Jew left that sends packs of leftists out into the streets to attack Jews and is anti-Israel. And then Trump's very pro-Israel. He has a big faction of the right that hates his Zionism, but she says he's Hitler. And by the way, I'm not even here to get into some history lesson, but the left is doing everything the Nazis did. That's just a fact. So, but it's just all about demonizing Trump. Like, he's the worst thing ever. He's just, so anybody but Trump, even if it's a candidate that's in a coma, well, then who's really running the White House? They don't know. They don't care. Because it's all about the party agenda. It's always been about the party agenda, which, of course, is power to tell you how to live. That's the party agenda. What is the Democrat Party agenda? The power to control your life. That's it. So, yeah, president's in a coma. I don't care, as long as we have the power to control your life. And then she says, hey, we had younger candidates in 2020. And she says, y'all selected Biden. Well, what? Who's y'all? Oh, you mean the party of democracy rigs its nomination process with superdelegates? Is that who she's talking about? Or is she talking about the voters? Who is she talking about when she says y'all? No, she's admitting that they're all aware that the Democrat nomination process is rigged. She's admitting it. But hey, protect democracy by voting for the Democrats who don't even believe in democracy when it comes to selecting their own presidential candidate, and they all know it. Joy Reid just admitted it. Protect democracy as they ignore the democratic process inside their own party. Again, this theme will be persisting, ladies and gentlemen. This theme will be persisting. But this is nice. I'm glad that this is where the left is going. Hey, I'll vote for Biden in a poopy diaper. I'd poop my pants. Hey, I'll vote for Biden if he's in a coma. I don't care. And by the way, you didn't just have choices in 2020. You had choices in 2024, and you went with Biden.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activity activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to the system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place, and to block these systems, and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes, and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity is destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us, rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Of this is them believing their own bullcrap and now having to sit here and face it. Like, really? You thought Biden, you didn't think Biden was struggling mentally and physically? Really? You didn't know that? Did you really believe that he was the best candidate? And now that it's just total egg on your face, you're just like, oh, well, we're going to vote for him no matter what. How much of this is really just Democrats buying their own bullcrap and just refusing to admit that they were wrong, or refusing to admit that all they do is peddle lies and propaganda? How much of it is that? Now, it's so bad. It's so bad that Axios, another left-wing outlet, turning on Joe Biden. But this isn't just about Axios, because how does Axios get this information? Folks, there are insiders from the Biden administration. You know, two significant developments. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you want to know how unpopular they are? 75% of their original staff has quit. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are so insufferable to be around that 70% of their original staff has quit. Just up and quit. Said, I don't want to be around here anymore. They don't even care about the resume building. They don't even care about the experience. They don't even care about the prestige. They said, I can't stand working with these two people. I'm out. And you can only imagine what an arrogant bitch Kamala Harris is behind the scenes, with all the fake parading around and her arrogance and entitlement. Then there's Joe Biden, who doesn't even know where he is half the time. You're probably fetching tapioca pudding, you know, getting his bag of Depends. They quit. And now the ones that are left are turning on him. So somebody's giving information to Axios how Biden's event staffers guide him behind the scenes. This is all from an anonymous insider in the Biden administration. And they are sharing the documents that they give to Joe to help him get through the day. They have to give him a memo that says, walk to podium. Joe Biden is so dazed and confused, he needs a memo that tells him to walk to the podium. Now, this is so absurd, you almost can't even believe it. So let's just entertain another idea. What if somebody inside the Biden administration is let's say this is fake. I mean, folks, that's how ludicrous this is. Either Joe Biden needs directions to walk to the podium, or somebody inside the campaign, somebody inside the White House is trying to sabotage Joe and share this. Well, that's going on no matter what. But maybe they just make this up and they just say, here, this is how bad it is. We could put this out and people will actually believe it, that he needs directions to walk to the podium before he gives a speech. That's how crazy this is. But the story remains the same. Insiders are now leaking information to the left-wing media to try to get Biden out of the race. That's how bad this is. Joe Biden goes on a popular radio station, specifically popular, has a large black audience called Word. It's called Black Talk Media, Word, W-U-R-D, to go on with Andrea Lawful Sanders. And they sent the questions to be asked. So this is all White House request to try to save face with black voters. And the Biden team sends the questions and they say, this is the script for the interview. Here's the questions. Here's the answers. And the host does interviews and says, well, yeah, I interviewed Joe Biden, but it wasn't a real interview. They sent me the script. I just read off of a script. Well, she's now been fired. Can you believe that? Andrea Lawful Sanders fired for reporting the truth that the entire interview with Joe Biden was scripted. So from Joe Biden, he needs a script to walk on a podium. He needs a script to do a radio interview. We've seen when he used to do press conferences, they just canceled the press conference. Now he doesn't even have a press conference. Remember, by the way, that's a lie. NPR is lying. The official statement from Word has already been out. She was fired. Oh, she resigned. Give me a break. They're running cover on their own propaganda now. Oh, my gosh. Remember Joe Biden used to have press conferences and the whole thing would be scripted and he'd have a picture of the journalist he was supposed to call on, the outlet they were with, and then the question he would be asked. You guys remember that? And we know this because there were certain camera angles where you got the shot of Biden's podium and the whole thing was just right there, all scripted out. And he'd go back down to it. He couldn't even hide it. He'd go back down and he'd read through it and see, okay, who am I supposed to call on next? And then you'd see the face and the, oh my gosh. It's so bad. But by the way, quickly here, this is funny. Speaking of Biden press conferences, I guess Biden is supposed to be having a press conference soon. Listen to how John Kirby describes an upcoming press conference in clip 19.
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
A big boy press conference is what we're calling it, says John Kirby. What does that mean? I think what it means is that everybody knows Joe Biden is unfit and unwell. And the last 10 press conferences he's given are not even press conferences. He speaks for 10 minutes max and doesn't take a single question. So when he says, and he looks back at his staff, Kirby looks back at his staff and says, oh, I guess we're calling it a big boy press conference. They're making fun of Joe Biden. The Biden administration is now privately and publicly making fun of Joe Biden. He can't even have a press conference, and now I guess he's supposed to have a real press conference, meaning he's going to take questions from the press. That's a press conference. First time, like, all year. Has he had a press conference all year? And so they're publicly making fun of him, saying, I guess he's finally going to have a big boy press conference. So in other words, a real press conference. Will it be scripted like all of his other press conferences? Will it be 10 minutes like all of his other quote-unquote press conferences? That's how bad this is getting, folks. And then Gavin Newsom has a rally in Pennsylvania to try to drum up some support for Biden and Harris, has a small turnout, so small there were more Trump supporters outside. Gavin Newsom greeted by a small crowd at Pennsylvania rally as Trump supporters crash the party. I wonder if this isn't the Democrats seeing how popular Newsom is in swing states like Pennsylvania to just see, okay, you know, is it realistic to think Gavin Newsom can win an election at this point? Let's go test him in Pennsylvania. Small crowd. Now, that doesn't mean 2028 is beyond a victory for Newsom potentially. But right now, no audience for Gavin Newsom. More Trump supporters showed up. And so this tells you a couple things. It tells you the Democrats are feeling out some potential other candidates, see how popular they are. It also tells you Trump supporters are more informed on just general political news and developments and events than Democrats are, that Trump supporters show up to the Newsom rally more so than even Democrats do. We got more, folks. This story, it's just the disaster continues. The disaster continues for Joe Biden. It's unbelievable. All right, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. We sell great products, great supplements for your health and nutrition. I am a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 1776 Super Sale is still live with some products up to 60% off, and then top-rated, top-selling supplements like DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus, 40% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off. That's all about blood flow. Same with VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, been sold out. That's a bestseller, always sells out quick. I would stock up on these products before they sell out. Could be your last time to buy. The Spirit of 76 sale, live, InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.